This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's prime minister says the war on Hamas is far from over. This is the increasingly global conflict spills into 2024.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held a media briefing over the weekend in which he said the war is in full swing, but warned it will continue for many more months. He also spoke of threats posed by Iran. The Islamic Republic backs Yemeni Houthis, a group the United States formerly designated as a terrorist organization. Western allies say Houthis attack and disrupt shipping commerce passing through the Red Sea. The White House says it's considering reclassifying them as a terror group. Congressional Republicans say the White House needs to do more to curb Tehran's proxies. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Hospital officials in central Gaza say at least 35 people have been killed in Israel airstrikes. The U.S. says its forces shot and killed several Iran-backed Houthi rebels when they tried to attack a cargo ship in the Red Sea. An Israeli cabinet minister suggested encouraging Gaza's population to emigrate and remarks that could worsen tensions with even friendly Arab states. Three more suspects have been detained in Germany over an attack, a threat on Cologne Cathedral. Details from VOA's Alexis Stroop.
German authorities say they have detained three more people in connection with the reported threat of an attack on the Cologne Cathedral over the holiday period. The detention Sunday morning come only days after a 30-year-old Tajik man was taken into custody in relation to an alleged plot to attack the world-famous cathedral by Islamic extremists in the western German city. German news agency DPA reports that all four suspects allegedly belong to a larger network that includes people across Germany and in other European countries. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country will launch three additional military satellites and produce more nuclear fissile materials. North Korean Central News Agency said Sunday that Kim made the comments during a key ruling party meeting meant to set state objectives for 2024. KCNA said Kim called for overwhelming war readiness to cope with U.S.-led confrontational moves. His statement suggests North Korea will continue a run of weapons tests to expand his arsenal amid long-dormant diplomacy with the United States. A New Year message from French President Emmanuel Macron.
In a televised address to his nation, Macron stressed the importance of the June elections across all 27 EU countries for setting the continent's direction.
2023 aura été marqué par la poursuite de la guerre en Ukraine.
He says, quote, you will have the choice in June of whether to continue this European sovereignty in the face of threats, stop Russia and support Ukrainians, or cede to authoritarian power in Ukraine, unquote. He also urged voters to support a Europe that works for peace in the Middle East. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Congo's Election Commission says that President Felix Tshisekedi will be staying in on his role.
Felix Tshisekedi has been re-elected as Democratic Republic of Congo's president, according to the CENI, the country's election commission. Its head, Denis Kadima, announced on Sunday that Tshisekedi gained 73.34% of the vote. Even before that confirmation, a group of Congo's main opposition presidential candidates asked supporters to take to the streets to protest following the release of provisional results. The opposition has alleged widespread irregularities, which they say have enabled fraud. Some of Tshisekedi's main challengers have called for a rerun of both the presidential and legislative elections. They accuse the CENI of allowing the vote to be tipped in the president's favor. The CENI and the government have dismissed these allegations. The government of Congo had previously rejected calls for a rerun of the elections.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan reporting. Nearly 150 Rohingya refugees, mostly hungry and weak women and children, have reached a beach in Indonesia's North Sumatra province after weeks at sea. Officials say the group of 53 men, 39 women, and 55 children arrived late Saturday aboard a rickety, leaky wooden boat that brought them from refugee camps in Bangladesh. Residents don't want the refugees in their communities, however, and last week many protested the recent Rohingya arrivals. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.